This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump highlighted the diversity of West Point's graduating class and preached unity as he delivered the commencement address at the U.S. Military Academy Saturday. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
You have come from the farms and the cities, from states big and small, and from every race, religion, color, and creed.
The president urged the graduates not to forget the legacy of their predecessors,
who fought and won a bloody war to extinguish the evil of slavery.
And like those soldiers of generations ago, united in the defense of freedom, equality, and liberty.
They did it because they cherished their homes, their faith, their family, and their flag.
The speech comes at a time of strain between the president and the military, which he's been accused of politicizing. Something noted by a group of protesters who showed up on the other side of the Hudson River. I'm Ben Thomas.
A federal judge has ordered Seattle police to temporarily stop using tear gas, pepper spray, and flashbang devices. AP's Julie Walker has details.
A canister goes off. Tear gas is sprayed. A protester screams with burning eyes. A local Black Lives Matter group is calling the judge's order a victory. It had sued the Seattle Police Department to halt the tactics, which it calls an overreaction to the demonstrations over police brutality and racial injustice since the death of George Floyd. The liberal city with a lengthy history of protests has taken hits from all sides. Demonstrators, city officials, even the president. And now that judge who says there's a strong case that the indiscriminate use of force is unconstitutional. I'm Julie Walker.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This